If God's been faithful, then sing along with us. Everybody say faithful.
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 Faithful, faithful is our God.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is emanating from thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is May the 1st. This is May Day 2011. And that was Hezekiah Walker saying to us that God is faithful, the Most High is faithful, and the Most High is going to empower us to take back everything that the devil has stolen. And that's what Jesus is coming to do and is here to do and is manifesting to do. And you are looking, and we are looking at the manifestation of Christ in the uprising of the masses of the people to take back what the synagogue of Satan has stolen from us. Now, getting back to Ivory Coast. So now, France and the United Nations chose Ouattara because Ouattara is associated with the chocolate transnational corporations. Okay? And Ouattara's stepson, Loic Folaro, is the African director of Armadillo Holdings, which is owned by Anthony Ward. And Anthony Ward, through Armadillo Holdings, is the majority owner and investor in the chocolate mines or cocoa mines, cocoa operation in Ivory Coast. Now, this is so interesting. This is so interesting because the only black African in this equation is Ouattara. Now, in the 90s, let me give you a little history on this. Search it on Wikipedia to understand this little history. In the 90s, Ouattara was already associated with the International Monetary Fund. That's the banks of the House of Rothschilds, the synagogue of Satan. He was the head of, like, the African region of the extension of the International Monetary Fund and, you know, World Bank organizations and so on, emanating from the house of Rothschild. Now, in the 90s, Ouattara married a French Caucasian Jewish woman named Dominique Follereau. Dominique Follereau is associated with business, doing business in Africa, and I would say raping Africa. She is associated, she was associated with the first president of Ivory Coast. Okay, so Dominique Follereau, who has a history of associating with wicked business interests in Ivory Coast and Africa in the 90s, married Ouattara. Dominique Follereau already had a son by a previous marriage named Loïc Follereau. And it is this Loïc Follereau who is the African director of Armajoro Holdings, owned by Anthony Ward. Anthony Ward is a Caucasian British citizen, business owner, raper of Africa. Dominique Follereau has been doing business raping in Africa. Her son, Loïc Follereau, African director, he's not an African. He is a European, French, Jew, son of Dominique Follereau, now the stepson of the black African Ouattara, is now the director in Africa of the Armajoro Holding. This is all just wickedness. So once again, you see the connection of the central banks. You see the connection of the International Monetary Fund. You see the connection to the House of Rothschilds. You also see the connection to the Oppenheimers, because no matter what the resource and wealth is, the Oppenheimers are the ones that say that that resource moves. So the mining corporations run by the Oppenheimers, the banks run by the House of Rothschilds, and now they have chosen Ouattara, who was married to this French lady, French Jewish lady, Dominique Follereau, her son Loïc Follereau. They have all conspired to take the resource cocoa, thieve it from the local people, kidnap Gbagbo because he wouldn't go along with these wicked forces to this extent. And now you see the further raping of our sisters and brothers in Africa. Now let us continue with this theme of the uprising of Christ, because the people, of masses of people, are not going to stand for this. The people are rising up. And what mentality should we have in our rising up? It's right here in the scripture. And we've been working on this last verse of Ezekiel chapter 39. Last verse of chapter 39 in Ezekiel, verse 29. And going back and forth to Revelation, but today we're going to incorporate Philippians chapter 2 along with our study to show the mind of the uprisings of the sisters and brothers in the earth today. This is May Day. Sisters and brothers, whether in a union or not in a union, sisters and brothers who are immigrants from various places in the earth, having been driven off of their land by this same synagogue of Satan, who have taken control of 90, 95, and over percent of the land, wealth, and resources, causing this migration and immigration all over the earth. And many of our sisters and brothers come here to the United States of North America to make a living and send monies back home to their sisters and brothers. But we, on this May Day, on this International Labor Day, are rising up with this Christ consciousness. What is the Christ consciousness? That is the consciousness that recognizes the spirit of the anointing, or the anointing of the spirit to defend and defend the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, but not only defend the oppressed, but understanding how to organize and actually deliver and liberate the oppressed from out of the hands of the oppressor. Because the word Jesus, this is the second coming of Christ, the second coming of Jesus, Yahshua Mashiach, that word Jesus, coming from the Spanish Jesus, the Latin Jesus, coming from the Greek Jesus, but coming from originally the African Hebrew Yahshua. When you look up that word Yahshua or Joshua in the Hebrew dictionary Strong's, you will see other words related to it as Yesha. And you look up the meanings of those related words, and you see that Yahshua means liberty, because the oppressed are denied liberty, deliverance. The oppressed need to be delivered from the oppressor, this synagogue of Satan. Means health. The health of the oppressed has been denied. Spiritual, mental, moral, and physical health. And so Jesus means health. Also wealth, because the wealth of the universe, that divine wealth, has been denied the divine human family. The oppressed are divine and don't know the divinity of themselves. And so Yahshua comes to teach you about your divinity, reminding us that we are children of the Most High. We are divine children of the Most High, and we must rise up with this Christ consciousness and deliver and free the masses of the oppressed, and break the power of the synagogue of Satan, and deliver and bring justice to the earth and the universe and ourselves. That is the Christ consciousness. So, verse 29 of chapter 39 in Ezekiel says, this is Jehovah or Yahweh talking, neither will I hide my face anymore from them. Oppressed people, no matter your color, the Most High is manifesting within you, whether you know it or not. You're rising up with the Christ consciousness, that spirit to deliver the oppressed, that spirit of deliverance, that spirit of justice, that spirit of liberty, that spirit of mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. You are manifesting Christ. You are manifesting Jesus in your person. And so, in that manifestation, God comes out of hiding. Remember, the hidden and unseen Father, Amen, and the hidden and unseen Mother, Amenet. How do you know that that hidden and unseen one exists? Because you are looking at the creation and the universe that is the physical manifestation of the hidden and unseen Father and Mother who have given birth to all that we see, because the first scientific law is the law of cause and effect. No effect manifests unless there is a cause, and that cause is known as God or Father and Mother or the Most High or Allah or Jehovah or whatever name you want to use. And so we, when we rise up into this Christ consciousness, we are able to see the Most High. The Most High comes out of hiding. We are able to see and touch and feel the Most High Father, Amen, the Most High Mother, Amenet. We are able to touch and feel and see and associate with and learn from the hidden and unseen power. That Christ consciousness causes us to do that, and God, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah, whatever name you want to use, is now coming out of hiding. That word hiding, H-I-D-I-N-G, hiding, has to do with when the Most High now comes out of hiding. That coming out of hiding also means that we are now are being enabled, or we are now able to escape calamity. This system is calamitous. This system is destructive. So as we raise our consciousness and we are able to see and operate on that Christ level, that Christ consciousness, we are understanding liberty, deliverance, freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, on earth. Everywhere we look, we see God. Everywhere we look, we see Goddess. Everywhere we look, we see the Father and the Mother. Everywhere we look, we see in each other, in creation, Amen and Amenet, Allah and Illah, or Yahuwah, whatever name you want to use. This Christ consciousness and God, Goddess, Father, Mother, Holy Spirit manifesting, coming out of hiding, that whole spiritual process enables us to see how to break this system and break free from all the calamities and calamitous situations that we are suffering from. For I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. Now, I have poured out my spirit. That word, spirit, it reminds me, this verse, of a verse in Joel, which says, I have poured out my spirit in the last day. Paraphrasing, I have poured out my spirit in the last days. In Proverbs, also, Mother Holy Spirit talking in chapter 8, talks about how she has poured out her spirit. But now, this word spirit has a lowercase s. So, this is not the Holy Spirit, but this is the female, the feminine, because small s, spirit, means the woman. Big S, or uppercase S, spirit, means the Holy Spirit, which, and she is our mother. She is feminine. But this lowercase spirit is talking about the woman, women of the earth, no matter your color, under the guidance of Mother Holy Spirit. This is your time to come out of the background and come to the fore, come to the forefront, because you, woman, represent life. You represent vivaciousness and vividness and the breath of life, vitality. Until we recognize the importance of the woman, of the female, we will never overturn this wicked system. Men, we are imbalanced. We're not balanced correctly because we have rejected the female, rejected the woman, oppressed the woman, following after the sick patriarchal mind of the European ruling class and families. We as African people have always raised up the woman, raised up the female, raised up the feminine and the mother. We said heaven is at the foot of the woman. Heaven is at the foot of our wives. Heaven is at the foot of the female. That's what is going to occur in these last days to break the power of this Babylon system. The spirit of the woman, the spirit of the feminine, the spirit of the female, representing wisdom and morality. Woman, you represent wisdom. You are symbolic of wisdom. You are symbolic of morality. You are symbolic of justice. Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. You are symbolic of all of these meanings. Men, you are symbolic of knowledge and spirituality. These are things that you symbolize. So knowledge with wisdom brings understanding. So the male, the female come together. Spirituality and morality together bring righteousness. So we see the male and the female must work together as equals. And this is what the Bible is teaching us.
This spirit will be poured out on the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. And L-O-R-D, with only the L capitalized, I believe, is Adonai. And Adonai, that Hebrew word, is connected to the African Egyptian Aton. Adon, Aton, that is looking at the sun, S-U-N, as the physical manifestation of that hidden and unseen power, Amen, Amenet, that is representing light. And so with the light, with this light of understanding, we are going to overturn this wicked system. And Lord God, God, G-O-D, in this case, these letters are all uppercase, capitalized. That is Yahweh or Yahuwah or Jehovah. And that is the self-existent one, the Most High Father and Mother. In Numbers 11, Moses addresses Yahweh in the attributes of Father and Mother. To exist means life. There is no life without Father and Mother. So Yahweh is Father and Mother. And with these, this understanding, we will overturn the synagogue of Satan and break the power of the synagogue of Satan and manifest the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. We're going to take our last break, and I'll see you on the other side of the break. Again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is May Day, May the 1st, 2011. And what I want to do now is go to one of our Sunday school lessons, and on this May Day, talk about our mind, our mentality, the type of consciousness that we should have in this uprising of the masses, uprising of the oppressed, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, in this second coming of Christ, the second coming of Jesus, manifesting in the uprising of the people. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 1 says, Paul talking to the Philippians, says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ. Now, the word Christ, the Spirit to deliver the oppressed, the Spirit to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. There is consolation in that. People of the earth, suffering, oppressed, living in poverty, impoverished, the system kicking us down all the time. When we understand this Spirit to be delivered, we will have consolation in that. Paul talking further. If any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, and this time the word Spirit, the S is uppercase, so that's Mother Holy Spirit. There's fellowship in her. There's comfort of love in her. She being that wonderful helper of the Most High Father, showing us love and comfort. Say, if there are any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy. This is Paul talking to the Philippians on how to please Paul. He says, verse 2, Philippians chapter 2, be ye like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. So, today, as we celebrate this International Labor Day, May Day, we are coming into oneness of like-mindedness, understanding that we should exhibit solidarity on this May Day, understanding that the synagogue of Satan has gone all over the earth to put us all in the condition of being in need and oppressed and afflicted, suffering injustice. So we have to be of like mind and have the same love. Black man, love yourself and love white man and woman, or Caucasian man and woman, and love the Asian man and woman, love the so-called Latino man and woman. Human family, oppressed, no matter your color, we must have that same love for each other that we are to have for ourselves, understanding that all of us, no matter our color, are suffering from the synagogue of Satan. Be of one accord and one mind, and let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Time out for organizations holding over other organizations and causing strife with other organizations and among ourselves, and only working for vainglory and selfishness. That day is done. That is the mentality of the synagogue of Satan, and we're climbing up out of that. But in lowliness of mind, you see, Paul is talking to us about the mind of Christ. But in lowliness of mind, meaning be humble, let each other esteem other better than themselves. So you are to think highly of yourself, but you're not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to, but you are also to think more highly of your sisters and brothers outside of yourself. And as we all do that, we'll raise each other up. Verse 4, let not every man on his look not, every man on his own things, which means don't just think of your own self-interests, but every man also on the things of others. Meaning, take interest in others. Don't just think of your black self. Don't just think of your Caucasian self. Don't just think of your Latino self or brown self. Or don't just think of your Native American or indigenous Western Hemisphere red man self. Let us think of each other. We are interested in all of our plight. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Allow this mind of Christ to deliver the oppressed. Allow this mind of Jesus, the mind of deliverance, the mind of liberty, the mind of returning the health and the wealth back to the masses of the people, the mind to break the power of the synagogue of Satan. We must allow this mind to be our mind. You got to think like God. You must think like Jehovah. You must think like Christ. We have that ability if we would allow that ability. Christ, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Now this is so interesting, because what we are getting at is the essence of Jesus. Jesus is called God. Jesus is called God in the flesh. This word form of God has to do with essence. Has to do with that original essence of Jesus. But the mistake we make is to think that Jesus is different from ourselves. Sisters and brothers, you have that same essence. Sisters and brothers, this story is not only the story of Jesus, but it is your story as well. You have that same essence as Jesus. It says, Jesus, being the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself no reputation, took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and fashioned as a man, and humbled himself, and was obedient to death, and even the death of the cross. Sisters and brothers, I'm going to compare ourselves to Jesus, because this is not only his story, the story being that he left glory, left heaven, and came down to earth and became a man to do what? To be a revolutionary, to stand for the oppressed, to stand for the afflicted, and to deliver the poor, the afflicted, and the oppressed, to break the power of Satan and break the power of the synagogue of Satan. That's not only his story, that is your story as well. Remember that Jesus said in St. John, I forget what chapter, that you are also gods and goddesses, meaning you are divine as well as he. In the prayer, he not only says his Father, he says our Father who art in heaven, because Jesus is your brother, and everything Jesus is in him, you are the same, and you were, and we were created like Jesus, like Christ, but we fail from that Christ consciousness. But your essence is the same as Jesus. Christ is formed and fashioned in the likeness of man, but he is the essence of God. His original self is the same essence as we would say God. But you, sisters and brothers, in Genesis, remember the creation in Genesis? Remember what is said about mankind, man and woman, or male and female in Genesis? We are created in the form and likeness and image of God. Now, Jesus is now come from God and fashioned in the likeness of man, but we in Genesis were created and then formed in the likeness and image of God. This word in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, God says, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And the word image in the Hebrew, it's tselem. It's masculine. It means image, likeness, and resemblance. Empty and image. So the male seems to be representing the shell of a thing. Okay? So that's the image. Then you go back and see likeness. And the word likeness is demuth, and that word is feminine. You have image, which is masculine, okay? Then you have likeness, which is feminine. And then in the likeness of, likeness and similitude. And so it causes me to think that the image is the shell, masculine,
And then likeness, the female, fills up the shell. So you have that male-female dynamic going on. But this is the image and likeness of who? God. Ah, then you go to chapter 2. And you go down and where it says in verse 7 of chapter 2 that God formed, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and then breathed. Breathe what? That word breathe is breath. Okay? Where did this breath come from? Came from Lord God. That breath that we have came literally from Lord God and breathed into his nostrils, meaning the nostrils of not his, but his and her, male and female. Breathed into the nostrils, the breath. That word breath is neshama, which is breath and spirit. The spirit of God, the breath of God, the breath of man, making you a breathing entity. Where did that breath come from? Came from Lord God, literally Lord God. The breath of what? Life. That word life. Kai, which is a feminine noun and a masculine noun. This is so interesting to study the definitions of these words. This word, the breath of life, okay? This word for life is kahe. Kahi. And it is an adjective and it is a feminine noun and a masculine noun. So you see the unity of the feminine and the masculine coming together, meaning to be alive, living. The noun masculine, life, substance, and maintenance. And then the noun feminine, living, life, revival, renewal. Okay? All of this going on. Where did this life come from? Came from Lord God. Then we become a living soul. A living soul. Nefesh. The soul is a feminine noun. Soul is a feminine noun. Okay? But this, we became a living soul. We are experiencing the dynamics of male and female within the human family. All of us have the ability to give birth to thoughts and ideas, and there is no birth without father and mother. So the mind, the human family, we all work on male-female polarity to give birth and give life. So we are a living soul, and it means life, a person, mind, a living being, have desires and emotions and passions. And so, the point that I am making is that breath of life causing us to become a living soul is the essence of Lord God, the same essence as Jesus. We are siblings. We are pieces of Lord God walking in the flesh, just like Jesus. Jesus is divine. You are divine. We are divine. And when we understand our divinity, Psalm 82 and verse 6, ye are all gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. Jesus is the Son of the Most High. And we are sons and daughters of the Most High. We have that same essence, that same likeness, that same form. And we must take on the mind of Christ and take on the mind of deliverance and liberty. And God says, verse 9, hath exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Why is the name of Jesus above every name? That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven and things in earth. The African ancestors taught us that the whole earth and creation and heaven was created on the philosophy of Maya, truth, justice, righteousness, balance, reciprocity, order, and the word Jesus or Yahshua
carries those same meanings, liberty and justice. And every knee and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. All of us are rising up with the mind of justice and deliverance. That is Yahshua. That is Jesus. We are becoming Jesus. We are becoming Christ. We are becoming Christ consciousness and Jesus consciousness and Yahshua consciousness. We are recognizing that we are that same essence, and we are taking on the mind of Christ and Yahshua. We are taking on that divine mind to the glory of the Most High. May Day, International Labor Day. I give thanks and praises. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.